This podcast is sponsored by Stoney's Bar and Grill Cirencester. Get the Christmas party started at Stoney's, with tables available for up to 50 people, or buffets for up to 70 people. Hurry and book yours now before they all go by calling 01285 642 006 or visiting www.stonies.co. Let the festivities begin!
Warning. This presentation may contain adult swear words such as It may also contain actions of an adult nature, such as in the ass, all over my and lick my big balls. Thank you.
I want to file an HR complaint against Conway.
On what grounds?
He touched my penis with his penis.
Wow.
Yeah, he just came up to me and was like, bleep.
It's time for the all-new Pancast Show.
Nom 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 nom.
With your hosts, Neil.
I've never seen an ocelot.
Pavo.
You fox-eared asshole.
Jen.
I don't know. It's pretty big.
And special guest, Lara.
Shutoi.
Now hear thee, and listen up. This is an announcement. We, the Pancast Show tonight, must do our best to use our proper BBC voices. So, please enjoy tonight's shindig and sit back and relax for the next hour. What? Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Pancast Show. Hello, Pav.
Boom.
Hello, how are you?
I was all right. Yeah, I'm good. Yeah,
I was all right.
I was all right,
I was all right.
I was all right, yeah.
Hello, Jen. How are you?
Hiya. Yeah, well, I'm all right. That was really high-pitched, sorry.
It was.
I'm going to rein that back in.
Back in the shed again. Is it me, or is it quite warm in here tonight?
Well, yeah, because I've got the fire on.
Yeah, we've got the log fire going, have we?
Yeah.
Well, it's winter, you know, setting
You're always
atmosphere.
Moaning. If I hadn't had the fire on...
I'd have been cold.
You'd have been cold.
Of course, I'm English.
It's like we're an old married couple.
It's like
when we're in bed.
How
you always
years?
Take the covers.
Well, I do.
You do?
It helps my sciatica, and you know that.
I know, but I offer to rub cream in. Hello, Lara, special guest Lara. Lara Yay! Jones, everyone.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you, all right?
I'm great, thank you.
Wonderful. Now, as is customary, with a brand new guest, you get your own jingle.
Lovely.
So, it might be a song that you've never heard before.
But it's your jingle.
This is your jingle. Have you heard this song before, Lara?
I have.
Yay! Lara Jones, she's on the radio with Jen, Neil and Pavo. She is one of our faves, but let's hope that Neil behaves. Lara Jones, she's on the radio with Jen, Neil and Pavo. She is such a beauty. Let's hope that Neil's not creepy. Nara!
Yay!
There you go. Just for you.
And it's all about me.
And it is.
Well, I hope I'm not creepy or inappropriate.
Well, that'll be a first.
Well, am I creepy?
Yeah.
And that key. Especially that light sort of lights up the bottom of your face.
I know.
You look evil.
My many chins.
It's going to be a Weinstein moment.
It is going to be a Weinstein
moment. We can't say that.
Why?
People have been getting cross about it.
Really? What? Yeah. Getting, what, using it as like a verb?
Yeah,
a
verb? Yeah.
You're getting Weinstein. Yeah, you okay.
Would you
anyway,
more,
enough
Sapple?
About me.
Yeah, no, let's not do that either.
More, enough about me. Let's go over to Lara, because Lara's in here to get a bit of experience, because Little Birdie told me you've got an audition coming up.
Yeah.
So what? An audition for what?
To be a Haven fun star.
Right, wow. So this is like a red coat, is it?
What colour jackets do they have?
Yellow and blue.
Ooh,
oh, wow.
Maplins.
Maplins are yellow and blue. Primarily all yellow and a little bit of blue, or is it all blue with a little bit of yellow?
Well, it's blue trousers, and you either have a yellow or blue top.
Maplins.
That sounds great to me, doesn't it?
It is.
It'd be great to do that. So what are you going to be doing? Are you part of the entertainment crew?
Yeah. So doing the main stage presenter, yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh.
And what, so you'll be singing and...
Oh, no, not singing.
All right, dancing and...
Just entertaining, actually.
Okay. And what's your best thing for entertaining? What can you do? Is that the right thing you should say to a young lady?
What can you do to entertain me?
Yes, what do you do?
I chat quite a bit, actually, yeah.
I can vouch for that. She does.
That's good.
A lot.
Okay. So it's something that you want to move into, like the entertainment biz?
I'm not quite sure yet.
But it's something you'd like to have a go at.
It is, yeah, just for the experience, I think.
So, audition for this, what are they expecting you to do in the audition?
A 5-minute game show.
And have you had any thought of what you want to do on this game show? There's your game show host there.
Hi.
She does great challenges. Turn them into a game show. Have you had any ideas, sorry?
I've had like a few ideas now.
And?
Well, you get...
Or can you not tell us?
Well, there's like... I saw a game, actually. Yeah, so there's 8 shoes.
Right.
Actually, I think it was 7 shoes. And so you've got 2 chairs. And you've got to, like, sit on the chair like a horse. And then you've got to get all 4 shoes on the bottom of your chair before the other person. So there's 7 shoes. And whoever gets the first 4 is the winner, basically.
Wow. Yeah, that sounds...
So, yeah.
That sounds a bit too, like you...
Physical.
Yeah, too physical for me.
I'd have a go. What about if you're not feeling that on the... You know, when you go to your audition, you think, oh, that's not really the crowd that's going to appreciate this. Have you got a backup?
No.
Right, no. Quick, everybody. Quick, let's workshop this. A quick game for Lara to take with her. Don't do soggy biscuit. That won't go down at all.
No, you don't want to be doing that. I don't know. It's got to be something that's going to be involving the crowd, isn't it?
So yeah, so you've got to get crowd... sort of participation as well. You want them...
Let's have a think.
Yeah.
We'll workshop this through the thing. Or if not, we can just let her have one of the ideas that we've had over the years.
Yeah. What a game. We had to spin the wheel.
Spin the wheel, did we?
Yeah, live shows.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, we did, yeah.
Yeah.
That was a death trap, that wheel.
That was.
It?
We had to get John to put his finger on it when we span it.
That didn't work. Oh, we've had...
Blind date.
Play Your Cards Right, we've had. Or Play Your Rotten Tomatoes Right,
yeah,
we've had
did,
that. We've
yeah.
had... What was the other one? I can't remember. Just
the Next
things.
Generation Game.
Next Generation Game, yeah.
Human Fruit Machine.
Human Fruit Machine. Now, that's a winner.
Now, that's a crowd pleaser.
Everybody loves
you
that.
You should do that one. That was a winner.
Although, don't leave the fruit in the bag as long as we did.
Manhandle your banana.
It's a bit soggy.
Didn't do it good, did it?
Didn't do very well. But you were in one of the challenges. You helped with the egg. Do you remember?
I did, yeah.
But your sister went up to the top of the bouncy castle for us.
Bless her. We drew that one, didn't we?
We did draw.
Well, that's only because we couldn't quite clarify whether your egg actually made it to the top.
My
or
egg
not.
Made it. My egg's probably still on the
piece.
Top of that lorry.
Yeah, they probably pulled that big tarpaulin back off and some poor bloke got twatted in the face.
I hope
by
so. That would be fun. That would be fun if that be the case. Right, I've got a little quiz for us to do at the start of the
well, all
start
of us.
Of the day. All of you.
All of us.
So you're all going to have a chance of guessing this. I've got to try and find the... Right. There was some study somewhere by somebody sometime. I can't remember where it was or who done it.
Was this on the internet?
But it was the top 10 worst sounds ever.
Okay.
So we're going to go around each of you and see if any of you can get what the top 10 worst sounds ever.
Okay.
So let's start with Lara. What would you say is the worst sound ever? And let's see if it's on the top 10.
Now we got your guess in.
I don't know, actually.
What sound don't you really like? I suppose we go with that. Is that what
I mean, these have been voted, apparently. Oh, these.
When you know, like when a fork scratches on a plate.
Oh yeah, I was going to say that.
Oh no, that's not in the top 10. So unlucky. But keep thinking.
Okay.
Right, Neil.
Are we going to me? Okay.
Yeah, don't look at that because you can see the answers.
Sam Smith.
No, no, no. Come on, be prompt.
That's got to be up there.
It's not though. No.
Okay. Okay. Nails down a chalkboard.
You've both stolen my ideas.
That's number 10. Fingers down a chalkboard. Well done.
Oh, they took me ideas.
Oh.
Just to let you know, I've got all 10 as sounds, so we will be listening to all 10 of them.
Just like the sound of someone being sick. That's got to be it there.
That's number one.
It's the moment when it hits the water.
Is that vomit?
The vomiting. There you go. What a lovely sound.
Lara really didn't look impressed.
Right then, Lara, you'll go again.
Okay, like itching, just.
Scratching.
Yeah, scratching. Yeah. No, we haven't got that one, I'm afraid.
Okay. Farting.
Number 7.
Why somebody would dislike the sound of
that? Well, I put half a minute Facebook Live on because I was doing... I listened to like 8 minutes of fart noises on YouTube and I was absolutely wetting myself and I had to film half a minute of me wetting myself because there is nothing funnier than
a fart.
The sound of a fart. And there were so many different types.
Different
it was fantastic.
In my secret guys at work, what I do... I won't say who or where or what they are. They're this old couple, all right? And she always farts when you deliver. So she'll be stood there checking her food, and all of a sudden you just get... And then you think, okay, was that or wasn't it? And then she proceeds by going...
I love it. All right, Jen, your go.
Burping. Burping's got to be up there, surely, if farting was.
No, it's not.
No?
Not in the top 10, no.
Oh.
No. Lara?
Well, she stole my idea.
Oh, right.
Yeah, well, that's payback.
Yeah.
I'll give you number 9. Oh, here's number 9.
Chamming. Oh. When somebody eats loud.
Chewing with their mouth open is number 9.
Nom, 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 nom.
So
having a poo.
Well, that's the same as flatulence, isn't it? That's part of flatulence. Right. Well, part
they
of
they come hand in hand.
Yeah. Ooh. Come on then, Jen.
Oh, me again. Dog barking?
That's a good one, but it's not in there.
Because... That's
some people get irritated by it, don't they?
Yeah, I can't stand that. Yeah, that really grinds my gears. Lara?
Loud breathing.
That's a good one as well.
Sighing.
But that's not in there either, no. But that is a good one. That
snoring.
That's another good one that's not in the top 10.
That should be in the
top 10. That should be in the top 10. That and dog barking are definitely two that should be. Let me give you number 8. Number 8 is this.
I hate you. I know that. Why don't you shoot me,
you son of a bitch?
I would if one
were
going to jail.
People arguing.
Oh, right.
Oh.
I thought they were having a discussion.
That was a part of a really long bit, and they're really going at each other. This old couple, where they just obviously been married for like 90 years, but they absolutely hate each other. Okay, so we've got number 10, 9, 8, and 7. We need number 6, 5, 4, 3, and 2. So,
what was number 1 again?
Vomiting. It was this one.
Oh, no, don't.
It was that one.
Was that a real vomit?
I don't know. Listen, does it sound I don't know. Does it sound real?
I don't know.
The moment it hits the water, it makes me want to gag.
Oh. Right.
I can't tell it.
Right.
Annoying noise. Lara's gone white now. She's gone like really pale. Okay, next. Go on then, Neil.
Annoying noise.
Neil?
What, me? Just me?
Just Neil and James.
What about like a number car? 2.
A car?
Like loud engine, exhaust, you know?
No. Jen?
I'm running out of ideas of what annoys me.
You're a very easygoing person then, aren't you?
No.
Because there are some of these here are ones that you really do think, oh my God, that's just an annoying noise.
But I figure if I've not thought of them, they obviously don't annoy me that much.
No, they do. They would.
You just haven't thought of them, and then when you do think of them, you'll become instantly annoyed and bottless.
Lara?
When someone keeps sniffing when they've got a cold.
See, that's another good one, but that's not on here. That is another good one. I hate that, and I do it a lot, all that sort of stuff. Yeah. One more go, Neil.
Annoying noise.
That is annoying.
Yeah, there you go.
Doing that? Yeah.
Is that annoying yet?
A baby crying, surely.
Oh, well done, Joan.
Number three.
Yes.
Did you,
baby crying.
Did you record that? Did you go past and pinch a child?
No.
I bet you did.
No, I didn't. I wouldn't
turn
do
it off.
That.
That's fucking that's annoying.
All right, let me give you. I'll give you some of the other ones. This is number six.
Violin.
A poorly played violin. This is number five.
What is that?
Squeaky wheels. This is number four. Train screeching on the track. And this is number two. Oh.
Feedback.
Feedback.
Oh, feedback is annoying. Oh, are we all
pleasantly annoyed now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so. I think we're all in a good mood now, don't you think?
I would say it's cheered the day up.
Well, while we're in a good mood, it's time for...
It's time for the all-new Pancat Show. Top 10. Go for it, Jen.
We need
sorry, my fault again.
The Lego Ninjago movie.
I still haven't seen it. Seen it? Seen it?
No.
It's not really.
Nine.
Blade Runner.
Love it.
Great. Seen it, Lara?
No.
Okay, Jen.
It was alright.
Is it the sort of film you'd watch, Lara? Blade Runner. Science fiction?
No.
No.
That's fair enough.
Eight.
The Florida Project.
This is William Dafoe, isn't it? It's the guy that made Tangerine, which was a film that was filmed entirely on an iPhone 5.
What?
And he made it, and it was really apparently very good. So he's made this, which is low budget, about a family that live in like a hotel just on the outskirts of Disney World in Florida, and William Dafoe's the hotel owner. Apparently it's very good. Empire gave it 5 stars.
Did they? Oscar buzz?
Yeah.
Seven.
Only the Brave.
Firefighters, Josh Brolin.
Fire.
It looked all right on the trailer to me.
Seen it, Lara?
No.
Have you heard about it?
No.
Next.
Six.
The Death of Stalin.
I still want to see it.
Well,
you still haven't
seen
it.
We're not going to see it now. It's not in the cinemas.
Well, not around here it is, because we live in the Bat Wars.
Yep. You seen it, Lara?
No.
Okay.
Five.
Jigsaw.
This is the last. Have you seen Saw?
I have. Yeah.
Oh, you've seen this one?
Seesaw.
Oh my God.
Did you just
see Saw? Seesaw. Did you see Saw? So, what are your views on Jigsaw?
Oh, I love it, yeah.
Really?
I do, yeah.
Have you seen the other ones?
Have
you seen Saw?
I've seen it, yeah.
You've seen Saw?
Seesaw.
Okay. Is it as good as the first Saw? Or?
I wouldn't say so, actually. I was quite disappointed by it, but yeah.
So, it's good, but not as good as the original?
Yeah.
If you had to give it out of 5 toes,
yeah,
how many toes up would you give it?
Probably three.
Three?
Okay.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Is it as gory as the others?
No.
It's not?
No.
But it is still got gore
in
it.
The end bit's quite gory.
Mm.
But, yeah.
No spoilers here.
No,
but that was good. No. She saw one.
We got one.
We got one. Was that 5 or 6?
That was 5.
4.
A Bad Mum's Christmas.
A sequel to A Bad Mum's, isn't it?
Yeah, it's got mixed reviews. Have you seen this one?
I haven't, no.
Oh, have you seen the first one?
No.
I've seen the first one.
I actually saw the first one.
Yeah, and what do you think?
I thought it was okay, actually. I wasn't expecting anything, and I chuckled along.
Did you?
Yeah.
It had some good moments in it.
Yeah.
Because
it did really well, didn't it? Because a film, when they say they do screeners for a film when it first comes out, and they didn't screen that one, they just released it. And when they do that, it's usually a sign the film is going to be awful. But this one did quite well and had decent reviews, isn't it? And so,
3.
Thor Ragnarok.
Seen it?
No.
I have.
I have.
I liked it.
My wife, thought it was.
It's all right.
No, she didn't. She thought it was that.
It's all right.
She thought it was okay.
I enjoyed it.
I need to see it again. I think I'll enjoy it more if I watch it a second time.
I think you would.
I think I would.
I think you would.
I think I would.
Yeah, I think you would.
Yeah, I think I would.
2.
Murder on the Orient Express.
Now, my wife has seen this, and she thought it was...
It's all right.
She enjoyed it.
Yeah, I want to see this. It looks fun, and it looks good, even though I know the story.
Do you?
Well, I've seen the one with Peter Ustinov.
Oh, right. Did the butler do it?
I'm not telling you.
Hang on. I haven't actually seen the original, read the book, whatever,
no,
or anything.
I won't say anything.
So I'm actually quite excited to go and see this.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, I know. I know, right?
Grace Jones is pointing at me. She must be...
pouting at you.
Pouting at me, yeah. No.
2. Hey.
I just done 2.
Yeah.
That was me again. My fault.
1.
Paddington 2.
I'm going to see this on Saturday.
Have you watched the first one yet?
Nope.
You need to watch the first one, apparently.
I can't.
Why?
Because it's not on any streaming service.
Oh, it'll be on somewhere.
It's not.
Have you looked on all four?
No.
Because they keep showing it on Channel 4.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
I'll look on all four then. Yeah, have you seen this one?
I've seen the first one.
Okay.
Did you like the first
one? I love the first one, yeah.
Everybody says how good it is. This one's had even higher score on Rotten Tomatoes than the first one.
Oh, right.
Which is so unusual
and
for a
sequel. And five-star reviews all over the place.
It has. It's had massive.
I don't know why I haven't seen the first one. I don't know why I've just like not bothered watching it.
Because you looked at it and thought, well, that's a kid's film. I don't watch
well, no, because I like kids' films.
To be fair, I'm the same, though. I really wanted to watch Paddington and then just never got round to it.
It's just one of those things.
It'll be somewhere. You'll find it somewhere.
I'm sure I'll find it somewhere.
Anyone got it on DVD?
I do.
Yeah. There we go. We can have a screening.
Well done, Laura. That's it for the top ten.
Should we have another song?
Have another song.
Let's have this one, then.
This week is
1989. So the most watched TV programme in 1989 was
EastEnders.
Nope. Let's start again. The most watched programme in 1989 was a film.
Well, that.
What? I know it was on the. Anyway, it was a film. The most watched thing in 1989 was
a
movie.
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
No. It's really hard to give a clue.
Is it a classic film?
It's a classic comedy with a outsider coming from abroad.
Crocodile Dundee.
Yeah.
It was, yeah.
21.7 million.
Jeez Louise!
On Christmas Day.
Christmas Day movie. In the morning.
So the top grossing film in the cinemas that year worldwide was
89.
I guessed and I got it wrong because of what was released in 1989. Actually, speaking of what film I thought it was.
Wasn't Last Crusade, was it?
It was The Last Crusade, but I thought it was Batman. Because the Tim Burton Batman came out that year.
I don't know why you keep pointing at me when you say Batman.
Do you like Batman? Do you like Batman?
I like Batman, yeah.
First 12 film in this country, wasn't it? Okay. First film that was a 12. The Premier Champions, well, or the Division 1 in 1989, 88 to 89, was...
Liverpool.
No.
No, it wasn't. No. Bloody wasn't, was it?
No.
It was Arsenal, wasn't it?
Yeah, they beat you to it.
The arse.
Wankers.
I was still on the cop that night when they won it. We had to win or not lose by two clear goals, and we lost 2-0. Michael Thomas scored in the last minute. I was stood on the cop there. I was there that night.
Did you cry?
I didn't, but there were grown men stood in the cop with me, crying their eyes out. Yeah.
Have you ever cried at football, Lara?
No.
Do you like football, Lara?
I don't mind it. It depends who's playing.
Who's your team?
Yeah, if you had to have a team, who would your team be?
Liverpool, I think.
Yay! Lara is my favourite guest.
You're just saying that to keep him happy.
No!
In 1989, we lost Bette Davis.
Owner
Betty eyes. Betty Davis eyes, yeah. Laurence Olivier. Larry!
Laurence
One
Olivier.
Of the greatest actors ever. Lee Van Cleef. He was in a lot of the spaghetti westerns, Clint Eastwood ones. He was the one with the big hook nose.
Yeah, and the very nose.
Yeah. Lucille Ball, the American icon, died in 1989.
He did.
He did. Lucille Ball. Yeah, Luke Ball. Gilda Radner died. Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
Stalwart. And she was
Star Wars.
You know what I mean?
What's a Star Wars?
Yeah, it's one of those things that she's a star with a wart.
Okay.
Sergio Leone. Spaghetti Westerns, who directed Lee Van Cleef in a lot of movies.
He did.
Surprise, surprise. Graham Chapman. Monty Python's Graham Chapman died in 1989. I'm getting the year off. Mel Blanc. Who's he then, pal?
He did the voices for many, many, many Bugs Bunny.
Many Bugs Bunny.
I did two sentences at the same time then. Many, many, many characters. Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck.
Yeah, he did all the classic Looney Tunes.
And all that sort of stuff.
Salvador Dali died in 1989.
Do you know they exhumed his body not long ago?
Eh?
They exhumed his body not long ago because there was a woman that was saying that she was his daughter. So they're trying to stake a claim into her, his millions in his estate.
But they and was she?
No.
Surely he wouldn't have much body left.
But they'd have DNA, wouldn't they? They'd have bits that they could scrape and that to
you
get
put
DNA.
It so attractive.
Well, I know, you know.
And the composer Irving Berlin died.
Oh, White Christmas.
Yes, absolutely. So January, John Cleese wins a libel case after the Daily Mirror described him as having become like his character, Basil, in the sitcom Fawlty Towers. And, wow. The powerhouse of Neighbours continues as Kylie and Jason reach number one with
Especially For You. Lara's looking at us and going, listen to those two old men chatting about
reminiscing.
That was 10 years before I was even born.
10 years, oh dear.
We just sound like Charlie Brown's teacher to
Wah, wah, wah. Is this educational?
It is, yeah.
Okay, then, right. Because okay, we'll be testing going. You later.
Yeah. February, Sky TV begins broadcasting as the first satellite TV service in Britain. 1989. I thought it seems a lot longer, doesn't it?
No.
ITV airs the first episode of Home and Away, another Australian soap to hopefully rival BBC's Neighbours. I preferred Home and Away.
Did you?
I had better women in it.
My mum still watches Home and Away to
really?
This day.
Is it still on?
Dedicated.
Is there still people from Home and... Is Alf still running the cafe?
I actually think he might still be in it.
Oh, my crikey.
And who's... I can't think of her name. There's a woman
Mangle.
That's been in it from, like, the beginning
she
as well.
She was in Neighbours.
Oh, right.
Pippa.
All right.
Pippa. The woman who had all the kids. The orphans. Oh, yeah. Is she still in it?
I don't watch it.
What channel is
it? One with the one with the ditzy one that
Five.
Had the big boobs that went out with Matt LeBlanc. Matt Letizia.
Matt LeBlanc.
Emma someone, wasn't it?
Emma Boobs.
I don't know.
Or do I? BBC One airs the QED documentary called John's Not Mad, in which we followed the Scottish John Davidson who suffers with severe Tourette's syndrome. Love this programme.
Bless him.
Now, it was wrong because he had obviously some sort of disability, he had the Tourette's. But what he came out with was pure gold.
There is a clip for when him and two other guys went on holiday together and... Again, I'm not taking the mickey out of their affliction. I'm not, because it is a terrible thing. But some of the lines they come out with, you couldn't write comedy like that. You know, it's just amazing.
Have you seen these guys on TV, like with the Tourette's, when they do it, when they got full severe Tourette's?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, have you seen it?
Do you laugh?
Not do you the mock the afflicted?
I'm going to put my glasses down.
It is awful because there's times when I really feel sorry for them, but I'm feeling sorry for them with tears rolling down my face.
They did one last year with a guy that was flying, and he kept saying, "I got a bomb!" He couldn't stop. And then people were getting really irate with him.
It's awful, but it's very, very funny. Yeah. Next one.
So we're still in March. Madonna's Like a Prayer premieres worldwide on the Pepsi commercial. Pepsi used to spend a lot of money on their advertising. Don't think they do so much now.
Great song as well.
April will be a very quick one. It's a bit of a sad one. It was April the 15th, the date of the Hillsborough disaster, lest we not forget.
Yep.
May, the final episode of Dynasty is aired. Now, it's back. Did you know this?
I saw it's on Netflix, isn't it?
They've bought Dynasty back. Dynasty.
But has it got any of the original people in it?
I don't know. I never even watched it in the first time.
Why bother?
Yeah. And in May, the longest cab ride ever happened in America. 14,000 miles with a cost of $16,000.
What's that in pounds?
Back then, I don't know, but now it'll be about 12.
Should have taken an Uber.
Uber wasn't there then. June, Zaza
Gabor
was arrested for slapping a Beverly Hills motorcycle patrolman. She was a character, wasn't she?
Is she still alive?
Zaza or Zaza?
Zaza.
Gabor.
Yeah.
Gabor. No, she's dead now.
Is she?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And John Craven signs off for his last time on the children's news programme, John Craven's Newsround.
Oh.
The show continued under the name Newsround.
No.
I loved his jumpers.
Mm.
You own a few, don't you?
Yeah, he does.
John Craven's Jumper Club.
Originals, I've heard.
Absolutely. Smells just like him. Brute. Splash it all over. Did he advertise Brute? Right, he's more of an old Spice man. The movie Batman was released in July and it set a record for the quickest movie to 100 million in 10 days. It's the first ever 12 certificate thing. Rod Stewart accidentally knocked himself out while performing live in Pine Knob, Michigan.
But
I had to bring this because I like the town. Pine
Did it say
Knob.
How he knocked himself out?
He walked into some of the scaffolding with the lights on.
Oh, right, okay.
He came back and carried on performing after about half an hour.
Did he?
Yeah.
That's a shame.
Are you not a Rod Stewart fan?
He gives me the creeps.
He is a bit creepy, isn't he?
He's a little bit odd.
Do you think so?
I don't like his voice.
No, it's very gravelly.
It is. Do you like Rod Stewart?
He's all right.
Do you like Rod Stewart?
I don't think I know who he is. What's
his most famous song?
Sailing.
I am sailing.
Baby Jane.
Do you think I'm sexy?
Do you think I'm sexy? Hot legs.
Hot legs.
Yeah.
That sounded like a chat-up line. Do you think I'm sexy, hot
legs? Oh, yeah. Do you think I'm sexy, hot legs?
August. The introduction of the electronic tagging system is introduced to monitor and supervise crime suspects. You still got yours on?
I've still got mine, yeah. Yeah.
And Princess Anne and Mark Phillips separate after 16 years of marriage. Is that why you've got your tag?
Yeah. What month are we in?
We're now into September.
Jeez Louise, it's almost as long as the year.
No, you keep saying this every
Come
week.
Come on then.
I'm just going to go one on word it. Things every
go
week.
Go on then.
Baywatch in September debuts in NBC in America. The MPAA creates the dreaded NC-17 rating for the movies. What's that about? And the first generic ITV look is introduced. That
Good.
Was when it stopped being regions. Mm. Missed the regions.
Yeah.
Yeah. October, Jeremy Paxman makes his first appearance as presenter of Newsnight. The World Wrestling Federation holds its first ever UK event at the London Arena.
Good.
And the Smith Dairy in Orville, Ohio, makes the largest milkshake at a whopping 1,575.2 gallons.
And what month was that?
That was in October. I drank that in about 2 hours.
Okay.
And November, the Berlin Wall was torn down. TV cameras were not permitted, are permitted into the House of Commons, and Emmerdale Farm changes its name. Emmerdale changes its name to just Emmerdale. I said Emmerdale. Fuck off.
Hey!
The very last episode of Doctor Who airs after a 26-year run. It takes another 16 years to return to our screens. And a new look at Band-Aid forms for a new version of Do They Know It's Christmas? Did you like that version?
No.
No, it was awful.
It was a Stock Aitken and Waterman one, wasn't it? With Cliff Richard and...
Wet. And
Big
wet.
Fun.
Neil's favourite band, Wet.
Oh, Wet.
I think that Big Fun. What song did Big Fun do?
I don't know.
Blame it on the Boogie.
Right. I think it was.
The Simpsons debuted in America, created by Max Groening. And the biggest selling song from 1989 was... Come on, pal.
Sing it.
No,
I don't know what it is.
It'll give it away if I say
Like
it.
A Prayer.
No, it was Black Box, Ride on Time.
Oh, Black Box.
And this was the number one at the time. I'm going to take my headphones off while this is playing. Everybody else can enjoy it.
Jen's got another challenge. Cough, cough. Got another challenge. Okay.
There's
it's your
the envelope.
Turn.
No, I'm going to give it to Lara to read to
okay,
us.
Okay, that's a good idea.
It's all about practicing speaking, yep. You see.
In your best announcer
to
voice,
your
Lara.
Public, remember okay. The BBC voice.
Here we go. I'll count you in. Ready?
Okay.
Three.
How clever are you?
Not very.
Okay. Can you guess the song and artist from the spoken lyrics?
Oh
damn.
I hate these.
I was going to say, you've got more of a chance than me because you sing
it. I thought you'd be well
yeah,
up for this.
Yeah, but it's one of those things where you can hear a lyric and it doesn't, in context, without the context of the song, it doesn't make any sense. And right, okay, now let's go for it.
I'll try because I...
Let's go for it.
Yeah.
Ready?
How many we got?
There's seven.
Okay, so what is it, the first person to answer?
Yeah, so the first person to get the answer gets
okay.
the point.
All right, how do we know? We got to have a ringtone thing?
Do you want a little, like...
No, but let me... I just want to get the rules sorted. So are we allowed to have as many guesses or have we only got one guess each?
You can have as many guesses as you like, but okay. Whoever guesses it first gets the point.
Right, okay.
So Lara's going to be our adjudicator.
Fair enough.
And if she says you shouted first,
yep.
She said you shouted first.
Okay, and we're shouting the answer. We're not shouting our name or anything. We're just shouting the answer of the song.
Right.
Fire in for it.
Okay.
Fire away.
Fire ready? Writing.
Yeah.
Ready? Ooh. Stop touching him for 2 seconds.
What have you got on your finger?
Lots of beef. Yeah, okay.
That's worrying.
It's worrying. Yeah. I'm a vegetarian.
Right.
Come on, let's go.
Here
we go.
Song number one. Well, I've been afraid of changing because I've built my life around you. But time makes you bolder. Even children get older. And I'm getting older too.
David Bowie, Changes.
No.
Can you say it again?
Well, I've been afraid of changing because I've built my life around you. But time makes you bolder. Even children get older. And I'm getting older too.
Eminem.
No.
I don't know. Oh, dear. This is great radio. Silence.
ABBA.
No.
Can you give us a hint?
No, you can't. No, because it's too much riding
on
this.
I don't know.
It's too much riding on this.
It's over to you. I've got no idea.
Moosey. Moosey. No, I don't know.
No?
No.
Do you want to know?
Go on then.
Landslide by Fleetwood Mac.
Oh,
I don't even know that
Stevie
song.
You would
do that song, okay? I probably do know it. Yeah.
I decided long ago never to walk in anyone's shadows. If I fall, if I succeed, at least I'll live as I believe.
No Whitney Houston.
Yeah.
Greatest Love of All.
Yes.
Or George Benson, you can have, because George Benson did the original.
Because the greatest love of all.
Come on.
There's our next jet.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
Some will win, some will lose. Some were born to sing the blues. Oh, the movie never ends. It goes on and on and on and on.
See, this is what I hate about this. I know this one. Say it again.
Some will
Don't
win.
Stop Believing.
I need the artist.
Is it Journey or Boston? Journey.
Don't Stop Believing, Journey.
Ball Ox.
Okay.
It's a draw.
It's a point each. Okay. You used to get it in your fishnets. Now you only get it in your nightdress. Discarded all the naughty nights for niceness. Landed in a very common crisis.
Fishnets? That's all I got stuck in my head now.
It's not the easiest one to read.
Say it again.
Okay. You used to get it in your fishnets. Now you only get it in your nightdress. Discarded all the naughty nights for niceness. Landed in a very common crisis. Ice a lot.
Mm. It's not going to be Chris Eubank, is it? In your fishnets.
Say it to his face.
I will say it to
Do you
his
know,
face,
right,
you
this
know.
Isn't...
Are we going to go off on a different
I'm just going to quickly say, I saw Chris Eubank in the flesh.
Yeah.
I couldn't say it to him, but I've never seen anybody with such a square head.
Yeah, he's got a square head.
Literally.
But he doesn't talk like that anymore, does he? Because he had his teeth
yeah,
there, so...
Yeah, but front, back and side...
Anyway, let's get back on... Stay on target.
So read it once more, sorry.
Okay. I should know this one as well.
You used to get it in your fishnets. Now you only get it in your nightdress. Discarded all the naughty nights for niceness. Landed in a very common crisis.
Is it Rod Stewart?
No. Sorry, that was really judgmental.
Is it...
I'm out of this one, I don't know.
Foo Fighters?
No.
No.
No? It's the Arctic Monkeys, Fluorescent Adolescent.
I wouldn't have known that.
I've heard that before.
I wouldn't have known that.
Ready? You ready?
Then. Yeah.
Jealousy, turning saints into the sea.
Mr. Brightside, Killers.
Yes!
You sing that so much, you should bloody know it.
Ooh. I don't think I actually say that, though, when I sing them. I think I sing something different.
What do you sing?
I don't know. Anyway, let's go on.
Anyway,
so 2-1.
Okay. It's on America's tortured brow that Mickey Mouse has grown up a cow. Now the workers have struck for fame because Lennon's on sale again.
Oh, I know this one.
You can see the little cogs turning.
That's Bowie, isn't it? Ziggy, Stardust, Changes.
Life on Mars, Bowie.
Life on Mars, Bowie.
Oh, 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 o I hinted.
Was that 3-1? Are we on 3-1?
Yeah, but like
it's
3-1.
We're going to do the last one because why not?
Yeah,
it's fun watching Neil lose.
You've won. Oi,
hyperventilating.
You're supposed to be. Quick, you're supposed to be. What's the word? You're supposed to be pragmatic. You're supposed to be.
I am.
Not you.
Oh, right.
Over there. It's fun to watch Neil lose. You're supposed
yeah,
to be
but
impartial.
Nice to see it get a little bit more. Yeah, there.
Closer.
Yeah.
Right, we're going to do the last one for a bit of fun.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So I'll start a revolution from my bed because you said the brains I had went to my head.
Don't look back in anger, Oasis.
He's on it. He's yes. on it.
Can we do this challenge every week?
No. Well done, Bab.
Thanks.
Congratulations.
We'll do this and tying knots in balloons every week.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, good. Well done.
3-2. Boom.
He's redeeming himself.
You did all right there.
Get in there.
Well done. Didn't need to all right.
It's harder than you think, though.
It is.
The minute that melody's gone, it's like.
I know. Anyway, well, I hope everybody else enjoyed it. Well done, Pam.
That was good. Well, and thank you very much, Jen.
Yeah, well
thank
done.
You.
Another
well
challenge. Done. He loves it.
And
let's
thank
have
you
another...
for being adjudicator then.
Like, yeah.
That's all right.
Shall we have another song?
Yeah.
Let's have this one then. Ah, hello, everybody. We're back after the song, and we've got another person in the shed with us. It is none other than Cornelius G. Hag on my buttocks. A long time since I've seen you. You scrotum.
Hello, it's great to be here. I notice we've got a special lady in the shed.
Right. Lara, Cornelius, Cornelius, Lara.
Hello, Lara. It's very nice to meet you.
Hello, and you.
Thank Anything you. Inappropriate, you feel free to get him afterwards.
She's lovely.
Yeah, well, don't be inappropriate.
I wasn't saying nothing.
No, but just in case. And don't forget Jen's here.
Hello, Jen.
Yeah, don't forget me. Just
what, the bleed nails are in your shirt? I'm tripping balls. I just see faces everywhere. He's doing me nut.
There's nothing on my shirt.
You're kidding me.
It's plain.
I can see a lady with multicoloured hair. Either that or them mushrooms have gone off that I had for me dinner.
What did you have on your mushrooms on what?
Just mushrooms for me, Gina.
Did you?
Yeah.
Do you like anyway, tinned mushrooms?
Why would you even ask that question?
Because you look like the
question?
Sort of guy that would eat cold tinned mushrooms.
Yeah, well, you yeah. look like the sort of bloke that eats jelly deals. Anyway.
Have a banana.
Anyway.
Come on,
since Brucey left us.
R.I.P. Brucey.
I feel that there's a slot that needs filling.
Hey, Jen.
Oh. Anyway. So I thought I've come up with a new quiz that we could do every week.
What's that then?
It's called Ever Listen to This.
Come on, let's play backwards. Let's all play backwards now.
It's called Bass Ackwards. There you go. So what I do is I'll give you the name of something backwards and you have to tell me what it is.
Okay.
So for you, Neil, I've done football teams.
Okay.
So you have to tell me what the football team is. Each of you has got three.
Okay.
So Jen has got popular music groups.
Okay.
And Lara has got hunky men.
Ooh. Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Neil, this is your first one. Oh, here we go.
Is this session?
Would you like to hear it again?
Yeah.
Is this her session?
It sounds like something from Harry Potter.
Once more for...
Once more, you
with
great,
feeling.
You great,
is
you
this
get.
Her session?
That's a football team.
Well, that's really hard. Tottenham Hotspur.
Would you girls like to have a geese?
Can we hear it one more time?
Is this her session?
I ain't got a clue.
It's really hard, isn't
no
it?
No idea.
No idea?
That's really hard.
Manchester City.
There you go. There
when
you go.
It's backwards. It sounded like it had three words
yeah.
in
yeah.
it.
Manchester City.
It's the syllables.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Right then, here's your first one, Jen. Would you like to hear it again?
Is it the Foo Fighters?
Well done!
Yes.
the Foo Fighters.
Well done, me darling.
Well done, Jen. Well done, Jen.
What do I get if I win?
I don't know. We haven't worked out the prizes yet. Maybe, maybe.
Oh, on a plate.
Up then, Amy, beard's wiggling. Right then, are you ready, Lara? This is a hunky man for you.
Right.
Word on a...
Would you like to hear it again?
Yes, please.
Way rakis word on a...
He's a very famous Russian actor.
Way rakis word on a...
It's Cornelius, isn't it?
It's not. Would you like to have a guess?
I'll go for, like, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Well done. That's very impressive.
Spanner.
Yeah. Spanner now.
Right then, Neil, here's your next one.
Once more.
I'll let you know they're all Premier League teams.
That's a long one.
It is a long one. Thank you very much, Jen, for
once
noticing.
More, can I have once more?
One more time.
Is it Newcastle United?
It's not Newcastle United, ladies.
Okay.
Would you like to guess?
Is it something like, is it West Bromwich Albion or something like that? One of the long
names? It's a good guess. It's not right.
No.
Lara?
It's really hard, this one.
It is, I don't know.
No, it's this one.
Brighton and Hove Albion.
I got the Albion there.
You did. I could hear the T and I thought, what's T, United?
What's the T?
Indeed. Right, Jen, this is your next one.
Oh, God.
No, MILF.
It sounds like MILF.
MILF or beef?
Ham. No, MILF.
It sounds like ham, not beef.
Ham. No, MILF.
That's all I can hear now.
I'll give you one more time.
Ham. No, MILF.
Have you noticed there's a at the beginning?
What do you think?
Oh, I don't know. I want to say dead or alive, but I don't think it is, because who'd ever pick that?
It's not dead or alive, no. Would you two like to have a guess?
Play it once more.
One more time.
Ham. No, MILF.
It sounds like ham or beef. That's all I can hear. Thanks, Neil.
Sorry.
No.
Fleetwood Mac.
There's the Mac.
There you go. And whose go is it now?
Lara's.
Lara, is this your last one, Lara?
No, we got another. No. You said three each.
Oh, that's right. No, sorry, my fault. Right, this one.
Channing Tatum.
To make it hard for you, though, you've got to say it backwards.
Oh, I marked it up the wrong way. Right, just tell me. What's that one?
Channing Tatum.
Well done. Let's get it. I did it the wrong way around. Bollocks.
Channing Tatum.
Well done. Right then, Neil, this is your last one.
This is your neat or Sai Green.
Sounds Chinese.
This the neat or Sai Green. This the neat or Sai Green.
Oh, I'll have to hurry you.
West Ham United.
He's not right. Ladies.
I was going to say West Ham, so.
It's not right.
No, Lara? All right.
He's getting saucy.
Think of a league team you can think of, any team that you can think of, or think of his league you think of.
Chelsea.
He's not right.
Newcastle United.
I said that on the last one.
Well, it's not right. Your last one, Jen.
Yes.
The Pascal.
One more time.
The Pascal.
That's so easy.
Oh, it's not.
Say
nice.
It again.
One more time.
The Pascal.
I think I got it. I've worked one out.
You smug looking.
Yeah, but I haven't got anything right tonight, so.
I'll have to hurry you.
I don't know.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, Neil?
Black Sabbath.
Black Sabbath.
I hate you.
Well done. So the final one is the final one. This is this is for Lara. She can get 100% if she gets this one right. Right, another hunky man.
Well, that.
I was waiting for it to carry on,
yeah.
But I was like,
"Werther."
Hey,
it sounds like Werther's.
Werther.
No, no idea.
That's really hard.
It's one word. It's one word.
One Werther. Word.
Who's got a one-word name?
A hunky man.
Werther.
No, oh, we've all gone quiet.
Is it an A?
End in an A.
Werther.
Werther. Werther.
That's hard.
But you got to take it backwards, Arthur. Haven't you?
You got to take it backwards.
Yeah, Arthur.
You got to take it backwards, Neil.
Werther.
No. Nobody got it?
No.
No.
Pavo.
Yay!
Yay. So I think, what was the scores on the doors?
Two.
One.
And
one.
Well, I only got a bonus.
We got black. So Laura is our winner.
Woo!
Well done, Laura. And that was the end of Bar Sackwoods.
Come on, let's play Bar Sackwoods. Let's all play Bar Sackwoods now.
Oh, crikey.
Are you staying with us?
yes, I've got something to say.
Right.
At the moment, a good friend of Siren Sister, and his name is Chris Webb, and he's a pretty famous DJ in California.
Okay.
And he helped set up Walter Mitty's in Sarasuni.
Oh, did he really?
He certainly did. He is on his way back. Can you remember in White Christmas when Bing Crosby went on the telly to rally all the troops to get them to come to the lodge?
Yeah.
Well, he wants me to do the same thing. He's having a little get-together at the King's Head Bar, December the 22nd, from 5 till 11. He said it'd be nice to see some old friends.
So when is it again?
It's King's Head Bar, December 22nd, from 5 to 11.
From 5 to 11?
Yeah, 5 p.m. to 11 p.m.
Oh, right, not 5 to 11.
What?
I thought you meant everybody had to meet there at 5 to 11.
No, from 5 p.m. to 11.
Oh, right.
He's DJed for Joan Rivers, Robin Williams, the guitarist from Green Day, Journey, Google, LinkedIn, Dell, Oracle, SanDisk, Manchester United, San Francisco 49ers, Facebook, Cisco, Tom Petty and Yahoo.
Yahoo!
Yahoo!
What a hell of a party that must have been.
All of them, he must be minted.
Well,
I'll go if he's buying.
But he did say he's still trying to get onto one of the Pencast podcasts as well.
Yeah, well, we're sure we can work something out for him when he's here.
Yeah.
So the 22nd of December, that's the night before Parvo sings at the Golden Farm.
It is jumper party.
Ooh. Are we all going to that?
Of course.
Of course.
Got your jumpers out? Got your jumpers out, yep.
You coming, Cornelius?
I might do. I might make an appearance and sing...
Little Drummer Boy. We could do a duet, me and you.
That'd be good, wouldn't it?
No.
No. Okay.
Just saying. Oh, well, we're at the end. So, Lara, when is your audition?
It's on the 14th of December.
Oh.
It's not long, is it? That's under a month.
4 weeks today.
Oh, my lordy. Yeah,
so, is it just a game show? Have you got to get out and do any sort of... Are they going to give you, like, can you read this or can you do this? You've just got to host a game show, is that all?
I think it's just the game show, yeah.
Is that the only brief they've given you, is it?
It is, and they told me to take my CV with me, so...
All right.
And how
long... It is, isn't it? How long have you got to do the game show for, have they told you? Make it last?
Just 5 minutes.
Well, good luck, Lara.
Yeah,
I hope
do
you.
That.
Yeah, do let us know. Come back and tell us whether you're going to be a yellow blue coat or not.
You'll smash
I
it.
I will do. Thank you.
Well, it's that time, is it? Already, Cornelius?
It certainly is.
Blimey, we've gone over again. So, thank you very much for the challenge, Jen.
Thank you.
It was all right.
It was great.
Hi.
He won, so I can be like
that. He did over there.
Yeah, not him.
No,
Look, we're just levelling the playing field a little bit.
Making it exciting.
He's celebrating running down the street with his shirt over his head.
Yeah.
That's why we had to get Cornelius in. Yeah. Pav was too excited to stay.
He's beside himself.
Beside himself. Well, like we said, good luck. Thank you for
good
coming
luck.
In. You're welcome to come back in and let us know. if you want to. You might be scared off for good. You never know. Thank you very much, Cornelius.
Yeah, thank you very much, Neil.
Thank you very much, Pav. And thank you very much, everybody, for listening. We'll see you all again next week. So everybody, chill out, relax, and have a great weekend.
Hi, I'm Pavo.
And I'm Neil.
And we're in the cockpit of the That's No Moon podcast.
And we're flying from a galaxy far, far away to bring you the hottest, the latest Star Wars weekly news.
Hotter than the two suns of Tatooine.
Every Wednesday, we'll bring you the up-to-the-minute news.
And rumours and gossip from everything going on in the Star Wars universe.
With special episodes including movie commentaries and trailer breakdowns.
So, if you're looking for the best Star Wars podcast
to listen to while sat on the toilet having a poo,
or relaxing drinking a nice glass of Qui-Gon gin and tonic,
visit our website, pancast.co.uk. Download them from Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or other podcast apps.
That's No Moon.
It's a podcast.